Talking about vampires, and there are several different people that have different theories on the metaphor that is a vampire. If it's a literature metaphor, or if it's something like that, is that what it is for you, or and what is a vampire to you?
Well, I've done a lot of studies on like the folklore stuff, and you know, the history of it, and all that. The vampires in my book, it's a disease.
Okay.
A lot of the vampire legends came out of people not understanding about diseases. And so, like, if people had rabies, which we don't see humans getting really anymore, but it was a really common thing. And, you know, and that can make you bite people, literally, you know. And so people didn't understand why this was happening. And so in my book, that's the basis for it. It's like an advanced or weird form 28
days
of rabies.
Later
it's kind
type,
of
or
I mean, they progress. And part of why they have to drink the blood in my thing is that it staves off the illness
from getting worse.
Yeah.
Okay.
That if they don't drink the blood, then they're gonna progress to being kind of that, you know, revenant
that old ghoulie.
They turn into almost a zombie, you know, just bite anything.
He doesn't want a barbecue sandwich, he wants the whole barbecue. Okay,
right. But I mean, you know, I think there are people who would call themselves vampires, like in their real lives. I don't know, you know. There's psychic vampire is a thing that people call themselves. I don't know.
All kinds of different
I don't know how much of that is you know. Mm-hmm. I'm not a doctor to tell you that. I know all about what people think about that, and you know, there's a lot of people that debate that, and
mm-hmm. whether or not it's a real thing or if it's mythological.
Yeah, and okay. I have my characters, and in certainly in book two, one of my characters becomes a vampire, in the first book, and becomes one later, and so she has to kind of explore that. What does it mean that I'm this, and you know, what is that going to mean for the rest of my life, and what am I going to be now, and who am I?
Okay, well,
coming of age type of
thing. Yeah, it kind of is, yeah.
To me, it sounds a little like it's got that scientific part, too.
It does.
You know, it's got that scientific thing, because, you know, when you're going to college, you're dealing with science, and you're dealing with, you know, especially at a Christian college, you're dealing with God and the ultimate, okay? And then you're dealing with science and God at the same time. So you have to wave and feel and touch and go.
I can tell you that book two introduces a mad scientist kind of character. There's a mad scientist kind of character, doctor that does experiments.
Yes.
And he's a vampire doctor. Mm. So there'll be some of that kind of mad scientist kind of character figuring.
Okay. Well.
But yes, he's gonna.
Okay. Well, it sounds like it's gonna be an ongoing trilogy.
It's probably more than that.
Well, we're saying
a super
serious Godzilla movie.
Yeah. The third book, as I know, is going to be done. And that'll end this story cycle.
Okay.
But I have outlines for probably seven more books after this.
All right.
So,
nice. So you're going to be busy. We're going to be busy.
I hope.
And then we'll get the first movie out maybe by next year. After the job has got to a certain plateau, okay, are you going to change your differences as far as these are bringing in a different type of vampire or conglomerate vampires unions some kind of club?
Actually, there are different kinds and in this series because it's a disease and it progresses and so you will see different types of vampires just because it's different levels of the disease. And so you'll see some of that happen as the series goes on, and certainly in book two and more so in book three.
It's a mutation.
I don't want to use that word, but there's some things that happen.
Things that just kind of
we're
gonna keep that mum's word.
There's some things that happen, and you'll see some other kinds of vampires too.
All right, great.
It's awesome. Right now, they're kind of like, you know, I wouldn't say Twilight vampires, but probably True Blood is a similar type of vampire, you know, Vampire Diaries.
And speaking of which, where would you pull some of your inspiration? Where did you pull your inspiration from?
Oh, man. I read a lot. I'll just say that. I just do. But, you know, Anne Rice is really a big inspiration for me. I love her books. I liked... you know, the Sookie Stackhouse books that became what the...
True Blood.
The True Blood. I didn't like the TV series once after, like, season three or whatever, kind of went downhill. But but I really love those books. Those books are fantastic. It creates kind of this story world that's its own thing, and I really like that. And I, you know, and I think Anne Rice does that really well. She does a really good, you know, building a story world that feels like it's something you can walk around in. And that's, I hope that done that. I don't know, but I hope so.
Okay, great. Just want to throw another plug out too. When Delia was over at Central Methodist and we had a book club, and the book club consisted of some students that loved to read, and I just happened to be one that thought he loved to read and actually was started to be a reader once I got in, though. And of course, as the more I read and the more I got caught up with everyone that was a reader in the group, I felt like I was actually, you know, hey, I'm in a book club. I'm pretty smart. You know? So, anyway, of course, the confidence was brought, and we got to go and do see some awesome movies. We did The Hobbit and a few other movies that were in the time zone. And of course, book club, we got T-shirts, and we really did the real thing with it. And I really appreciate that. It's another thing that I wanted to bring up, which, you know...
That's something I miss. I miss that.
Well, I miss that, too. And we looked at Goodreads. I don't know if anybody looks at Goodreads, but there's books that are available. And you know what? I would say the most educational thing that you could do is put a book in a kid's hand and take that television away from them. Because TV is too easy. Give him a book and he'll start seeing differences and start learning that, you know, there's life other than television and other than these video games, and, you know, or give him an instrument, do something like that, you know, give him a chance, you know, instead of like put him in front of a television and just lose him and then go feed him and then lose him again, you know. So what do you have? A lost kid watching TV all the time? No, not good. But anyway, back to Delia.
I got a plug, too.
Okay, go for it.
Every Friday night at 9 p.m., you can listen to our show.
Yes, we need to tell people that.
You need to come out and listen to our show every Friday night. And if it's not a new show, guess what? We've got some older shows that'll be popping up there. And
really so 9 o'clock Friday evening.
9 o'clock every Friday.
Yes, every Friday evening at 94.7 KPIP LP, low power, right here in Fayette, Missouri, the heart of Missouri.
And Hokomo.
Hokomo. Hokomo. Okay.
Yeah. Howard County, Missouri.
Hokomo.
Hokomo.
Okay. Yes, which this has been my home. And
mine too.
And Josh's home.
And Delia's too.
And our engineer's home. And
I feel a little bit more prepared to talk about that. Okay.
Let it roll. I mean, you know, right here we're a family station. And I always feel welcome when I come back here. I did my internship here and I really have been, I would say, treated well. And
but you worked hard.
Well, I'm a hard worker. So people think, you know, oh, that guy don't do nothing. Yeah, I do. I do a lot. But the thing about it is I enjoy what I do. And especially when it comes to talking on a mic, I'm normal. I'm just natural.
Too easy.
It just comes too natural. Easy. And I knew that a long time ago. So... But the thing about it, it's not about me. It's about all of us. You know, that's what life's about. And it's daily. Mm-hmm. And I've seen this opportunity to help Delia produce her book. And it's like, I know I'm probably going to help her produce this movie too, because that's what I've always wanted to do. But anyway,
I sure would love it.
Yeah, she didn't know that. So that's kind of a surprise to her. And of course, I already got, like I said, the music already. So, and
well,
it would work out perfect.
I think I'll jump in right there because you touched on so many big points for the project that I do actually speak about quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so Community Radio in Action, this is an example of it. So this is an improv show that Josh Kirby, you kind of developed with your...
brought as many people as I could in.
And so twice a month, we open the studio for this session, and Josh kind of, and Tom, you're ground floor with this project too.
Yes, yeah.
And, you know, you bring in guests, and you never know who's going to be here.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. I love the spontaneity of it. And you play a great bass.
Thank you.
And that's an excellent riff. And you're collaborating with Delia, you know, or you're actually supporting her efforts to be an artist, to be a writer.
Mm-hmm.
And I look forward to talking with you about, you know, the work of being an author, because I think that's just such a wonderful way to live. And I do have lots of questions about, let's see, what was top of my mind when I was listening to you. I did want to ask, if you would do a dramatic reading of your novel.
I would love to. What I have considered doing on my website, doing like a chapter a week and then turning that into an audiobook form that I could then,
And we could kick it off here.
I would do that.
And David,
yes.
Yes.
Exactly. Okay, so another plug.
Yes.
Another here
plug.
We go.
I would do that.
Plug.
Well, the thing is, the beauty of it is that this is locally owned media.
Right.
We can do what we want.
Mm-hmm.
It's your you wrote the book.
I wrote the book. I did the every part of this.
Mm-hmm.
I own the publishing house. I did the cover. I did the inside. I did edit everything.
Okay.
I did hire somebody to look at it and give me some editing because I felt like I needed more than one person looking at it.
Yeah.
You know,
you
never see your own mistakes, but everything else is something that
I did dramatic
myself.
Reading would be, you would own it.
Sure.
But we would get to kick it off right here.
I would love
and
that.
And ladies and
yes.
gentlemen, you're on the ground floor of this project that's happening
right now.
Fayette, you're in. You are in.
It's developing.
We brought
as
it to
you, listen.
You first. First and foremost.
In Hokomo.
And right here in Howard County.
The jewel.
The jewel.
Yeah, the jewel.
Right here in
it's
Fayette.
The garden jewel.
The garden jewel
of
Fayette. Guess what, people? You're first. You
so
are first.
Isn't that exciting?
Speaking of which, actually,
I would love to do that.
Oh, that would be great.
This is all volunteer, so if anyone out there wants to come in and say, hey, come on in.
Come on in.
Yeah.
If you're interested in developing a show, Josh can attest, Tom can attest, you have to do a little bit of planning. It has to be, you have to take it seriously, and you have to give some mental work to it, so, and then you have to do it, and the actual doing of it requires an engineer.
Totally.
And it requires someone to think of a promo, and it requires, and then the high energy of the actual event. It's a lot of work.
And
yeah.
Plus,
high energy.
Excuse me, Pat. And of course, if you want to do PSAs, which are personal, not personal, but
public
service announcements, we can do that for you too.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if you want to talk about Uncle Jim and Aunt Sue's wedding anniversary of 95 years, we can work it out for you. Get you, of course you got a Google map, but we can get you to there and remind you the date and time and bring it just like that. But this is right here in Fayette, Missouri with Tommy G and Josh and Delia and Mom and Pat. Got that?
Yeah.
And remember, you guys are number one. You guys are number one. So we want you to know that, and you can listen every Friday evening at 9 o'clock and listen to the mystery show.
Mystery.
Okay, mystery. All right, mystery show right here with K-Pip 94.7.
Round up.
94.7 right here.
Round down.
You're round on the wrong station.
Any last questions, or anything you might want to say? Any other plugs that you might want to...
On the 15th of July, I'm going to be having an open house party thing at my house.
That's right.
And it's to celebrate the book. You do not have to buy the book. I will have them there if you want a signed copy, but I am not like, you have to buy a book or you can't have cake. There will be cake.
Or I'll suck your blood.
Or I'll put the disease on you.
And I do. I will tell you that you can have your selfie taken with Marie Antoinette. Oh. I'm not going to explain that anymore, but you can.
Okay, at the party. What are we charging right there for the book and Antoinette picture?
The picture is free. Okay. the book selfie. Is $12.95.
Okay, people, you know you can do that. You
and
know it.
If you get the ebook, it's $4.95.
Oh, that's getting better. It's getting better.
So, but you know, if you want to get one that's signed, that's $12.95.
Yes. Okay, $12.95, people. Super. Okay. Awesome. What we're gonna do here?
We're gonna play you out here. I got Tommy and his bass here. I'm gonna use that as much as I possibly can.
Okay.
This guy is talented. And we hope he never leaves.
He's the real deal.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to already figure out a way to do a podcast if I'm out of town or whatever. And the radio show must go on. So
that's right.
That's why we got these iPhones and. We'll just go ahead and do our
plenty of
thing.
Technology to do it.
Let's see. What are we going to do here? We got a little... Get rid of that.
You got cobwebs.
We got cobwebs. Okay. Let's see.
Hey! Mystery show!
Blood book. Yeah.